It wasn't a complete disaster.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The National Retail Federation says more people went shopping this Thanksgiving weekend than last year, and the average person spent more money. I don't blame you if you're skeptical. In one survey, 38% of people said they spent less than last year. The Retail Federation calls today Cyber Monday, but skepticism of that is probably healthy too. Daniel Carson explains.
Last year, holiday shoppers spent nearly $40 billion online, an 18% jump over 2006. But like their shopping mall counterparts, retailers in cyberspace are feeling the pinch of the economic downturn this year.
The internet is mainstream enough that when something happens that impacts the overall retail sector, web sales are affected as well.
Ellen Davis is with the National Retail Federation. She says online retail spending for November and December is expected to stay flat for the first time since shopping on the web began. Still, she says e-commerce has a slight edge.
Many people choose to shop online because it's easier to find good deals and good bargains. So the online sector is a little bit more immune than traditional retailers when it comes to an economic downturn.
More than 80% of retailers are expected to have promotions posted online today. I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Wall Street had a fat Thanksgiving week. For the S&P 500, it was the best week since 1980. But overseas today, the tide is turning back. In Europe so far, stocks are down 2 to 3%. In Asia, mostly losses by the close. The Dow is at 88.29 after gaining almost 10% last week, but for the month, the Dow lost 5%. When it comes to exports, China's been like Bugs Bunny, always coming out on top. But the numbers out this morning suggest China needs to ask, "What's up, Doc?" Our Shanghai Bureau Chief Scott Tong reports.
Factory orders in China fell to their lowest level since the government started measuring them. Translation, says one economist, overseas customers did a Wile E. Coyote, as in they fell off a cliff. And China is just starting to feel America's pain in the form of plunging exports. Beijing has already slashed interest rates and pledged a massive stimulus package. And over the weekend, it promised subsidies to rural residents. Political analyst Russell Moses says economic stability goes hand in hand with social stability.
It's beginning to smell a bit like a crisis in terms of what officials and leaders are starting to see. One of the things they're starting to see are protests, and they're also starting to see more bad news internationally. And I don't think they're quite sure how to cope with that.
Last week, hundreds of laid-off factory workers smashed company windows and computers and overturned police cars. Over the weekend, Chinese President Hu Jintao warned that the global crisis will test our party's ability to govern. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
What's that saying? If we only knew what we know? Apparently, financial regulators knew a financial meltdown might be coming. The Associated Press did a review of government documents. In early 2006, a California mortgage lender warned regulators about subprime loans. She said, expect fallout, expect foreclosures, expect horror stories. But at the same time, the president of Washington Mutual told the government those loans were safer than many fixed-rate mortgages. Regulators waited nearly a year to do something, and then it was too late. This year, Washington Mutual collapsed.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Today, Japan's economic minister said he's worried about deflation. Everybody seems to be throwing that word around these days.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is here. I know you aren't worried about deflation, Alan. Why not?
Deflation is something that happened back in the Depression, and the prices of everything collapsed. and then the banking system collapsed. It all sort of fed on itself. But that was back in the day when the Federal Reserve Board was new and was worried about things like balancing the budget instead of making sure there was enough money in the system to make things work. And if you look at the trillions of dollars that the central banks of the world have put into the world financial system, mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to worry about there being an insufficient supply of money.
Yeah, there's been plenty of that. But do you have a concern that deflation will cause some problems with the economy?
The prices of some things will go down. The prices of commodities are going down, which is great for you and me because we're consumers of commodities, not so great for the farmers. The prices of houses have gone down, though that may finally be stabilizing. So to some extent, falling prices can be a problem, but that's sort of a localized problem for different markets. The guys in Washington with interest rates now at what? The short-term interest rate is what, 1%? And they're worried about deflation. They couldn't be printing any more money.
But doesn't printing money constantly cause problems on its own?
Well, yeah. That's why I'm not worried about deflation. To me, the thing I would worry about down the road is inflation, but I wouldn't worry about it now. Right now, you've got to save everything. But do you remember when oil prices went up,
Right. Gasoline
prices went up? It's, oh, my God. Then the consumer price index has dropped. It's deflation. I mean, there must be some series of events that people would consider okay, but I can't find it.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, log on to our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.